either, if you can keep it on, if you switch to Cal ringtone, no, we don't mind. Or otherwise, turn off your phone, please. And the other second thing that I'd like you to be aware of is this is such an auspicious day, and the reason why we're here, or the best reason we could be here, is to glorify Lord Balaram. Now, this is a completely different consciousness, a completely different consciousness from what we usually walk around in every day. But I saw with Srila Prabhupada and so many of his sincere followers that they've adopted this consciousness of glorification of Krishna. And if one is in that consciousness, one's whole life will change. And that is the natural consciousness of every soul. This is natural, just like it's natural for the fingers to serve, when we're eating at least, to serve the mouth. And that way the whole body, including the finger, becomes nourished. So similarly, when we are serving Krishna and glorifying Krishna, we are in our natural consciousness. When we come to a holy place like this temple, this is a real opportunity to be in that consciousness. Now what we're going to do is take up the simplest way to be in that consciousness, and that's by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So our humble request is, while the kirtan is going on, you should be chanting Hare Krishna and see if you can focus your mind on the holy names of Krishna and be with the mantra. Be with Krishna, Abhina Tam Nama Namano. Krishna and his holy names, Abhina, they are the same. So try to be with Krishna when you chant, and try to chant in the mood of praising, glorifying Krishna, because that's completely natural for the soul. So Sri Radha Prabhu on this day will lead us in this kirtan, and there were so many nice kirtans just before, but for this one, please focus and chant in a full-hearted way.